a literary salon.
Truly, I understand. If I could have, I would have pretended to have written it. My plan had been to just pull an all-nighter and bang it out all the next day before publication, but it turns out that publishing a book is a little different from writing a high school essay. Basically, it's about this 28-year-old woman, aka me, who decides to spend a year traveling through the former Soviet Union, aka the best place ever, because she's insanely obsessed with the Russian language and culture, aka all of her boyfriends were Russian. And along the way, she learns a lot and meets a bunch of people and winds up in situations that are awkward and funny and occasionally poignant, aka give her the Pulitzer Prize. It's hard to say how my fascination with all things Russian started. Was it my first Russian boyfriend, Oleg? My second Russian boyfriend, Anton? My third Russian boyfriend? Back to Oleg again? It happened in bits and pieces, without my particularly noticing, but by the time I turned 28, I'd become so obsessed with the countries that gave us Beats, Dostoevsky, and websites for streaming pirated movies that it seemed perfectly logical to spend a year traveling through the former Soviet Union and trying to learn Russian. This was not something I'd seen coming. Before I turned 20, I'd been outside of the United States exactly once, when I was 6 months old and my parents took me to England. I have no memory of this trip, but it did leave me with an infant passport that I used for years as a backup form of identification. Bouncers everywhere were mystified. In college, I spent a semester